Hello there and welcome to the program once again. My name is Gary Zimak, and today we're going to look at the Mass readings for the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The topic, the growth of God's kingdom. You know, the kingdom of God, it grows, and as we're going to look at these readings today from Sunday's Mass, the kingdom of God grows in a sort of a mysterious way. We can't always look at it and see the growth of God's kingdom. The growth of God's kingdom comes about because of you and me and what we do in the world, fueled, if you want to call it that, by God's grace. And that's how the kingdom of God grows. It grows little by little. But over the years, as we can see, if we look back to the early church, the growth of the church established by Jesus Christ, we look at the fact that the church is now worldwide. This is the growth of the kingdom. So we're going to look at this. These readings are going to teach us about how the kingdom of God grows. And I think when I was looking at these readings and praying about them before the program started, I think this message is going to help us. It's going to help us to keep going even when we might not see the fruit of our labors. And I think that's a big problem sometimes when it comes to evangelization. We get frustrated when we don't see the results of our labor quickly enough. And what happens sometimes? Sometimes we just give up. What's the use? But this message, this theme that I see in the readings today, I think it's something inspiring because it reminds us of the fact that the kingdom grows so slowly and the fruit of your labor is going to come about so slowly that it's almost invisible. So in other words, trust that it's working. Trust that your work is working and bearing fruit, even if you don't see it. And, you know, I think that's something that all of us need to hear to one degree or another. The fact that sometimes we're not going to see the fruit of our labor, but that doesn't mean that it's not working. Anything we do to help spread the good news of Jesus Christ in the world is a good thing, and it's going to bear some kind of fruit. So that's the message today. We will talk more about it and look at these readings, but as we always do, I want to start this program with prayer, and I would invite you to join me in praying to our Heavenly Father. But before we do that, let's just pause for a minute and recall that our Father is listening, that He hears what we are saying, and that even though we might not see the results of these prayers will bear some kind of fruit, or they are bearing some kind of fruit. And I think that's something we want to get into the habit of believing. That's what keeps us going. We don't need to see the fruit of our prayer or our labor to prove that it's working. We'll leave that up to God. But knowing, and again, we're going to look at it in these readings today, knowing that something is happening when we pray, when we share the good news, knowing that is going to keep us going whether or not we see it. So let's turn to our Father in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for being here with us. You know, God, when we look at these readings today, we're going to hear about your kingdom spreading little by little, almost invisibly. And really, Father, it's the same with our relationship with you. We don't see you now. We don't always feel you. But we know through faith that you're there. You're with us. We know that you want us to turn to you in prayer. We know that you hear us when we pray. And we know that you will respond in some way to our prayers. Now, again, I know we don't know how you're going to respond. We might not be able to see your response. But I guess that's what faith is, right, Father? We can choose to believe you, your Son, without necessarily seeing the results. So we're going to do that today, Father. We will choose to believe that our prayers have an effect. And with that in mind, we turn to you. We ask you to bless us, our family, our friends. We pray for our church. We pray for our country. We pray for peace in the world. We pray for the souls in purgatory. We pray for those who don't know you, Father. We pray for those who might be in jeopardy of losing their salvation. We pray for healing for the sick, those struggling with anxiety, those battling addictions. We pray for those who are homeless, those who are confined to hospitals, nursing homes, prisons. We pray, Father, that many people who are searching for you today, who might not even know you're real, we pray that they can come to find you today and to understand how much they need you. And finally, Father, I pray for this program. I pray that you give me the words so that I can share the message that you would like me to share today. And I pray that you'll open up each of our hearts and our minds today so that we'll not only hear your message, but put it into practice in our lives. Father God, we ask these things of you in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. Again, if you're just tuning in, I'm Gary Zimak. We come to you once each week for 30 minutes as we look at the weekly Sunday Mass readings. This week, we're looking at the readings for the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time. God's Kingdom, the growth of God's Kingdom. We're going to talk about how God's Kingdom spreads and how it has grown over the years. If you want to find out more about my work, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. I mentioned it before, but I have a new book that will be coming out in just about a couple of months, Find Peace in Advent. It's a Advent devotional, very similar to Give Up Worry for Lent. So if you like that book, check it out. You can pre-order it right now and lock in the pre-order price. Just go to followingthetruth.com for more information. If you'd like to sign up for my daily email reflection, totally free of charge, you can do that also by going to followingthetruth.com. As well as, while you're there, you can find out how to invite me to speak at your parish or your conference, or you can make a donation to my ministry. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. All righty, let's look at these readings now. The 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time, the growth of God's Kingdom. As I always do on the show, we're going to look at the gospel first, and then we'll back up and look at the other readings and see how they support the message in the gospel. Today's gospel comes from Mark chapter 4, verses 26 through 34. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow. He knows not how. Of its own accord, the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest has come." He said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. Now, you know, Jesus would use these parables, or stories, if you want to call them that, to explain, you know, pretty advanced concepts to people who might not be able to understand them unless they were explained in a way that they could relate to. They could understand what it's like to plant seeds and harvest the fruit of those seeds. They could understand that. They knew all about harvesting grain. So Jesus really put what is an advanced concept into the language that the people could understand. And you know, for us, when we look at this, we might not be familiar with farming. I'm certainly not. But I can understand what the Lord is saying here. And what really strikes me about this gospel is the fact that when these seeds are planted, when the seeds of God's kingdom are planted, and that's from you and I sharing good news, being kind to one another, maybe trying to share a matter of the faith with somebody, you know, in many different ways we could do this, doing something at church, helping out. When the seeds are planted, we can't exactly look at the seeds of faith that were planted. When I'm talking to somebody about Jesus, I can't necessarily see what kind of an effect my discussion or my evangelizing is having on that person. But this parable teaches me that it's sort of mysterious how the fruit of the faith is planted into somebody's soul. You're not going to necessarily see it. And also, sometimes the growth of the fruit is delayed. You might be met with resistance. You might be talking about somebody to God about talking about God to somebody, and they might reject the message. But months or weeks or years later, that fruit could come about. That seed could bear fruit. So, and the gist is, we don't know. We don't know what effect our sharing the good news is having with those around us. We don't know what's going on inside of them. They might not understand it either. And the other message that I think comes out of this gospel in the words of Jesus is that even the smallest act done in faith, done out of love of God, helping somebody else to understand what God's all about, the smallest act can bear really big fruit. And we look at the church, how the church has grown back in the Lord's time, back in the time of Jesus. He had 12 apostles. One of them he lost. One of them, Judas, committed suicide. He was replaced by Matthias. But we're still starting with 12 men, basically. That's the church. The church has grown around the world. Now, it's taken 2,000 years for that to happen. But the church has grown, and we're going to have to believe that the church continues to grow. Today, somewhere in the world, and you know, it's hard for many of us to realize this, but today, somewhere in the world, an individual, many individuals, I have no idea how many, they're coming to learn about Jesus Christ for the first time. Or maybe they're coming to realize that Jesus is real. You know, I've told my story for many years. I didn't really believe in him. I believed in him, but I didn't believe in him. He wasn't real to me. He became real to me one day, and every day since that point, he's become a little bit more real. Somebody planted a seed in me, and I can't say exactly who. It's probably a number of people, but the seed began to grow. And I might not have noticed it initially, but something happened. So the way we can look at this gospel and get encouragement from it, realizing that just go out and plant some seeds today. You don't have to do anything magnificent for the kingdom, but your little effort, because really any effort done out of love of God is a big effort. It's a big deal. But your, on the surface, little effort can bear great fruit one day, because that person who you may have drawn closer to God, maybe that person one day will share him with somebody else. So before you know it, it's like a ripple effect. Your little seed is bearing fruit in the lives of people that you didn't even meet or you don't even know. Just trust the process, as they say. Trust that the process works. And that's why I find these readings so good today. Let's look at the first reading. And this one is chosen by the church to back up the gospel that we just read. Now we go to the Old Testament. We go to the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 17, verses 22 through 24. Thus says the Lord God, I too will take from the crest of the cedar, from its topmost branches, tear off a tender shoot, and plant it on a high and lofty mountain. On the mountain heights of Israel I will plant it. It shall put forth branches and bear fruit and become a majestic cedar. Birds of every kind shall dwell beneath it, every winged thing in the shade of its boughs, above its boughs. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, bring low the high tree, lift high the lowly tree, wither up the green tree, and make the withered tree bloom. As I, the Lord, have spoken, so will I do. This, you see this imagery of a tree growing from a bloom. Something large growing from something little. We saw the same thing in the gospel today. And you know, when you share God with somebody, share his message, share a teaching of the church, whatever it is, or even an act of kindness, because, you know, somebody's going to know you're a Christian, and they're going to watch your actions. They might be trying to decide, is Christianity worth it? Is it legitimate? And by your actions, you can sway them either way. If you're nasty, they might say, look, this is what Christians are like. I don't want any parts of this religion. But if you're kind, if you're calm under pressure, they might say, wow, this is something I need. So by our actions, by our words, we can sway people either way. We can either help them grow closer to the Lord, or we can push them away. We want to be careful about that. But it starts with small gestures, seemingly insignificant possibly. But when the Holy Spirit gets involved, see, you and I, we're not converting anybody on our own. All we're doing is planting seeds. That's all we are capable of. But that's good enough. Because when the Holy Spirit gets involved and opens up somebody's heart and allows that seed that you planted to grow, then that little thing becomes big. Now, we can't look at it and understand exactly how it works. For somebody like me, who tends to be a black and white person, this is tough. This is a tough message. But it's also a comforting one. It reminds me that even if it seems like my work, my effort is not bearing fruit, I just got to trust that the Holy Spirit will allow it to bear the right fruit at the right time. Just don't try to get ahead of God. Don't try to push things. Leave some room for the Holy Spirit to work, because that's how the kingdom spreads. And again, it's mysterious. You can't see the growth of the kingdom. Maybe you'll get a little inkling of it sometimes, but for the most part, you don't see it. That's okay. That's how it's supposed to work. The responsorial psalm, Psalm 92, Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, Most High, to proclaim your goodness at dawn and your faithfulness through the night. Now, I'm just going to tell you before we continue with this psalm, see if you're able to tell why this psalm was chosen, right? So far, and I'm not seeing the connection with the growth of the kingdom, right? This is about giving thanks to the Lord. Let me continue. The just one shall flourish like the palm tree. Oh, wait a minute. Now we're seeing something. Like a cedar of Lebanon shall he grow. They that are planted, in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall bear fruit. Get that? They shall bear fruit, even in old age. Vigorous and sturdy shall they be, declaring just how just is the Lord my rock, in whom there is no wrong. Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. And you see, once again, in that psalm, this imagery of growth, of a palm tree growing, a cedar of Lebanon growing, trees growing. Just like faith grows in us. You know, we receive the gift of faith when we're baptized. That's when we first receive faith. But that faith is not meant to stay the way it is. It comes to us in seed form. But with the help of the Holy Spirit and a little effort on our part to cooperate with the grace that the Holy Spirit gives us, that faith inside of us can grow. We don't know exactly how it happens, but if you look sometimes, maybe at your own life, I know I've seen it in my life, if you go back 10 years, you see a difference. You might not see a difference between yesterday to today, but if I go back 10 years, I realize I believe my faith is a little stronger than it was 10 years ago. 20 years, absolutely, even more. Go back even further than that, and it's more of a drastic difference. And so, you know, how did it happen over the course of my life? I don't know exactly how it happened. I couldn't measure it from one day to the next, but I can measure it between different decades. And I think that's the reminder for us. We don't know how our faith grows. We don't know how the faith of others grows. But if we look at it over a long period of time, we can see some definite growth. Mysterious, absolutely. But there is growth that takes place. Seeds planted for the Lord do bear fruit. How much fruit, in how much time, that's up to him. But there is something that takes place. All right, let's look at the second reading now and see if we can find a connection. If you're a longtime listener to the program, you realize that I say often that the second reading just proceeds sequentially. It is not, unlike the first reading in the responsorial psalm, it is not chosen specifically to match the others. But if you look close enough with the help of the Holy Spirit, I believe that we can always find some connection between this reading and all the others. So let's put it to the test. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. St. Paul writes this, "Brothers and sisters, we are always courageous, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yet we are courageous, and we would rather leave the body and go home to the Lord. Therefore, we aspire to please him, whether we are at home or away. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense according to what he did in the body, whether good or evil." Now, Paul is talking about judgment. We're going to be judged one day on our actions, which, if you're following Jesus and the teachings of his church, you're trying your best. You know, when you mess up, you go to confession. If you're trying your best to follow Jesus, follow the path that he set out for us through his church, you can expect to be judged favorably, and one day you will make it to heaven. I mean, you know, it's not like there's a trick question on the entrance exam for heaven. That would be mean. God's not going to do that. But he expects us to try our best with the help of his grace to live a holy life. If we do that, then yes, we are going to be able to go to heaven one day. So that's an important thing to remember. Now, what about the connection to the other readings? Well, I'll tell you what I get out of this. We walk by faith and not by sight. We know that while we're at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We're on earth, you know, surrounded by a lot of temptations, distractions, challenges, suffering, etc. We're in the body. This is not heaven. I mean, there's no doubt about that, right? It's not heaven. But we walk by faith. We believe things that we can't necessarily see. We choose to believe things. We walk by faith. Remember at the beginning, the opening prayer, I talked about we can't see God the Father. We can't see him. But through faith, we believe he's real and that he can hear us. And it's the same connection, the same theme that we find when we look at the growth of God's kingdom. We can't necessarily see it growing. We can't see God's kingdom either. But we believe that it exists because Jesus told us about it. And we have to walk by faith in the same way as we look at the growth of God's kingdom. We need to believe that by faith. We can't necessarily see it growing, especially when we're trying to share the good news with people around us. We can't see it growing. We have to believe through faith that it's happening. That is difficult, but it's something that we can work with. We just need to choose to believe. So today's theme, if I could sum it up, is keep doing what you're doing. keep sharing the good news, and also keep believing that the kingdom of is growing inside of you, even though it might not feel like it. Oh man, I keep committing the same sins over and over again. Oh, what's wrong with me? Well, you're recognizing it. That's a good thing. There have been times in my life when I wasn't even recognizing how much I was sinning. The first step is to recognize it. That's part of that whole growth process of God's kingdom growing inside of you. So whether you're looking at other people, whether you're looking inside of you, be patient with the growth of God's kingdom. He's going to decide when it grows and how much. And all that we're going to do by trying to force it is we're going to get frustrated. Maybe we're going to get other people annoyed at us. Plant the seeds and then trust that they're going to grow at the right time. The same thing for you and me internally. I'm not getting close enough to the Lord. I'm really trying. I'm praying all the time and I feel like I don't know Him. Well, keep doing it. Keep doing it and walk by faith and not by sight. You know you're supposed to be praying. You know that prayer was important to Jesus. You know that He said, ask and you will receive. But there's going to be times when you look at your prayers, you look at the results and you say, it's not happening. At those times, choose to believe that it's happening in some way, even though you can't recognize it. Walk by faith and not by sight. That's what we as Christians are called to do. The kingdom of God is mysterious. We're never going to figure out how it grows. But as all these readings point out, the kingdom does grow. The kingdom has grown. The kingdom will continue to grow in some way. Just keep hanging in there. Keep sharing the good news. All right? I want to thank you for listening to the program today. Remember, followingthetruth.com is my website if you want to find out more about my work. I look forward to joining you next week on the program. Have a fantastic week. God bless you. And remember, the kingdom of God will grow, even though you can't see it. God bless you.